Morning, this is Rodney, you call me first.
Morning, Rodney, this is Ryan.
How are you doing today, ma'am?
I'm not doing okay. I went and got the phone, but there was an issue with it, so I had to go back and get another one.
Okay.
He told me to go to Walmart and get it.
Correct, yeah. Do you have the receipt?
Yeah, I have the receipt, but this is the thing. So I don't know what's going on. I bought the phone for $50, and I added the minutes onto it. But I bought the phone. They don't do the activation there. So I took the phone and did it home, and they wouldn't allow me to do it because they said that Walmart didn't scan the right barcode that it's not showing up for the phone to be activated. So I had to go back. I had to go back to Walmart. The lady was on the phone with me and everything, and we couldn't come to no solution. So I had to get a refund, and they were out of the other phone, so they said I could come back and get another one. Instead of getting, I think I got the track phone. They said the straight talk phone is better than getting the track phone because the issue that I had, they have had that issue with other people too. I just wanted to let you know that I did try to get the phone, but I'm going to have to go back up there and try it again because I know you said something in the email about Monday. I don't want my mom, you know, Thursday to get messed up.
Okay. When would you have the chance to do so? In this case, to get the new phone so I can report it to my manager?
I'm going to try to either do it tomorrow or today or tomorrow, I guess. I have another question for you. Will my mom be able to get? Will she be able to get services at night, like overnight, or no?
Yeah, the schedules are getting modified overnight. That's why.
I'm just curious because she's getting really forgetful, and I don't want her to forget to take her medicine and stuff like that. It's just a lot going on. Then she just got her eyes done, and I don't know. I would rather be a little – rather pay close attention to her with that because if she gives herself the wrong units of insulin, then she's going to be, it's not going to be good.
I got you. In the meantime, also, I wanted to remark, like, for the time she took the last 2 weeks, that I haven't received the things, and, I mean, this will affect her payment, so as soon as you get a chance to send me a time sheet for the last 2 weeks so we can have it processed,
okay? Okay. Also, is there any way that I would be able to get a raise since I've been with you guys for all these years and I've never gotten one?
Right now, in this precise moment, I don't think we can discuss something like that because the case is in danger of compliance, okay? When we get everything back to track, I guess that we can discuss it, okay?
Okay. All right. So you said that. Let me write this down about the modifying the hours. You said she can receive overnight services.
That's right.
Okay, she can receive overnight services. And what about the whole out-of-state thing? Because I don't know if the other worker told you guys, but one day out of the week, she's been going back and forth. So I don't know how will we do that?
Okay.
I completely forgot about that.
On those days, you can clock in and clock out as usual, but you will have to send us a timesheet, okay?
Okay, clock in and clock out. So if we're at my sister's house, then she can clock in and clock out from there?
Yeah, from the place that you are at, and then send me a timesheet for that shift.
Even if it's, like, in Jersey?
Correct.
because I don't want to make it an issue with her insurance being in another state, because that was broken down to me before.
No, it's okay. In any cases, if she has a chance to have a word with UPMC, because they monthly check on her as well as we do, I advise her to let them know about what's going on regarding the, I mean, the thing of the weekend, I mean, the out-of-state thing, okay?
Yeah, because it gets a little difficult with me being her caregiver, and then my sister or her other family members, they want to do stuff with her, but we have family all over, and I'm like, well, I'm going to have to come with y'all, or we can't go at all type of thing, you know what I mean?
Okay, I understand.
So have her explain to UPMC. I'll get the phone. I got to figure out the hours for her to modify hours. Okay. Thank you.
No problem, Anya. Please rush with the timesheet, okay? The last 2 weeks, okay?
Okay, the last 2 weeks and then the timesheet. All right.
All right, man. Yeah,
thank
have a good
you.
One and take care.
You too. Bye-bye. All right.
Bye-bye.